Chapter 78. Killing of Dantavakra, Vidurat, and Romaharshan. Trying to revenge, seeking revenge for the deceased, their deceased friend Shishupal, Shalva and Pondraka all went on to the next world. Now another friend of Shishupal, Dantavakra, appeared alone on foot carrying a club. He shook the earth with his footsteps. Although his friends were already dead, Dantavakra wanted to complete their death rites by killing Krishna to avenge for their death. Seeing his opponent on foot, Krishna dismounted his chariot. Raising his club, Dantavakra said, "Ah, what luck! What luck to have you come before me today!" Vishnu says, Goddess Saraswati reveals a hidden meaning as follows. Being freed of false pride, because the word is Durmad, Dantavakra spoke to Mukunda how he'd come in his third lifetime to give him liberation. Dantavakra said, "My Lord, after waiting three lifetimes for the Brahmana's curse to run its course, today I am seeing my master who gives liberation. This is very auspicious." This is very auspicious. Bhadram, Bhadram. So the idea behind Dantavakra's statements is that Jaya and Vijaya were cursed by the baby Brahmins, four Kumaras, and they had to take three births as demons and be killed by the Lord in Satyuga, Tretyuga, and Dwapara. In Satyuga, Jaya and Vijaya came as Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, and Varaha and Sringadeva vanquished them. In Tretyuga, Jaya and Vijaya came as Kumbhakarna and Ravana. And of course, Bhagavan Sri Ram destroyed them. In Dwapara Yuga, Jaya and Vijaya came as Shishupal and Dantavakra. And sometimes it's said that Jaya and Vijaya come in Gaurlila as Jagai and Madhai. Krishna was a maternal cousin of Dantavakra. How so? Because Dantavakra's mother, Shruta Shrava, was the sister of Vasudev, Krishna's father. Dantavakra said, Though you are my lord, you have now appeared as my cousin. Nevertheless, it is proper that you desire to kill me, who am envious of my own cousin." Taking another meaning of this verse, Atestvam Gariya Amanda, Dantavakra is saying, "My dear Lord Krishna, you are not foolish. Therefore, with your club, which is powerful as a thunderbolt, you will kill me and I will attain you by going back home, back to Godhead. I am describing your club to attract the common people. However, the real power of your club is not exhibited in killing such an insignificant person as myself. Furthermore, my Lord, that person who attains you by thinking of you will deliver his friends. No one is more intelligent than you. Out of affection for my friends like Pondraka and Shishupal, I will free myself of my debt to them by liberating them through knowledge of you. According to mundane perception, you seem to be an enemy, but actually you are the true friend, Bandarupam, text 6, of everyone. Situated within one's body, Deyacharam, as super soul, you are the supreme object of meditation, Vyadim, which is Vishnu's variation of text 6. After harassing Dwarkadish Sri Krishna with harsh words, as one pricks an elephant with a sharp goad, Dantavakra hit Krishna on the head with his club. Although hit, Krishna didn't budge an inch from his place. He took his komodaki and smashed Dantavakra in the middle of the chest, who fell lifeless to the ground. Spark of light came from the demon's body and entered Krishna, while everyone looked on. Dantavakra's brother Vidarat became angry and wanted to kill Krishna. Krishna used his Sudarshan to immediately cut off his head. After killing these demons, Krishna returned to his capital in Dwarka. Surrounded by the Rishis, there was lots of music and celebration by the Apsaras and Yakshas and Kinnaras, Charnas, Gandharvas, etc. Thus Krishna, Yatra Yogeshwara, Evam Yogeshwara Krishna, Bhagavan Jagat Ishwara, Yate Pashu Dristinam, Nirjito Jayat Ittisa. He is the Lord of the universe, never victorious. Only those of beastly vision think he is sometimes suffers defeat. Pashu Dristi. Vishwanath. Specific details about the killing of Dantavakra are contained in Uttarakanda of Padma Puran. Padma Puran is saying that upon hearing that Shishupala had been killed, Dantavakra attacked Mathura to kill Krishna. Hearing about this, Krishna mounted his chariot and went to Mathura. Day and night, Krishna and Dantavakra fought at the gate of Mathura. Krishna beat Dantavakra with his club until he fell lifeless to the ground, all his limbs smashed like a mountain shattered by a lightning bolt. Dantavakra received an eternal spirit, blissful eternal form, similar to Lord Hari's. He achieved the abode of the Lord, attainable by perfect yogis, which bestows the happiness of everlasting spiritual joy. Thus, Jai and Vijay, on the pretext of Kumara's curse, appeared three times on earth to facilitate Krishna's pastimes. Padma Puran indicates that Krishna heard from Narada, who travels as swiftly as the mind, that Dantavakra had gone to Mathura. Therefore, immediately after killing Shava, whom Krishna killed outside the palace of Dwarka, even without entering Dwarka, Krishna immediately reached Mathura in a single moment on his chariot while traveling at the speed of mind. There, on the gates of Mathura, he saw Dantavakra. Thus, it is even today, by the gate of Mathura facing the direction of Dwarka, there is a village known in the local language as Dantiha, which means Dantavakraha, the killer of Dantavakra. This village of Dantavakraha, or Dantiha, was founded, and it's still there today, was founded by Krishna's great-grandson, Vajranama. The Padma Puran goes on to explain that after killing the wicked demon Vidarat, Krishna crossed the Yamuna and went to Nanda Braj, where he greeted and consoled his aggrieved parents, Nanda Baba and Yashoda. Nanda and Yashoda drenched Krishna with tears and embraced him. Krishna returned their love by offering obeisances. Keshava sported continuously with the Brajagopis on the beautiful bank of the Kalindi, embellished with auspicious trees. Dressed as a coward boy, Krishna stayed for 2 months, immersed in deep love, enjoying various pastimes. Afterwards, Nanda Maharaj and all the cowherd men, with their wives and children, and all in their transcendental forms, boarded a celestial airplane and went to the supreme Vaikuntha planet, namely Goloka Vrindavan, by the mercy of Vasudeva Sri Krishna. They entered the Yamuna and came out in the spiritual world. Krishna, however, after bestowing on Nanda Gopa and all the Brijvasis his own transcendental abode, which is free of all disease, returned to Dwarka as a demigod in the sky. Charm of the story. Rupa Goswami comments, Drona and other demigods had previously appeared on earth to merge as partial expansions of Nanda Maharaj, the king of Braj, and other Brijvasi Bhaktas. At this time, it was these demigod expansions that Krishna set off to Vaikuntha. Sri Krishna is first perpetually enjoying pastimes in Vrindavan with his immediate devotees. As the inhabitants of Ayodhya, when Krishna was on the earth planet in Treta Yuga, they went to Vaikuntha, or Ayodhya Dham, in the spiritual world, in their self-same bodies during Ram's appearance. Similarly, in Dwarapara Yuga, during Krishna's appearance, those living in Braj went in their self-same bodies to the spiritual world. Srimad Bhagavatam confirms Krishna's journey from Dwarka to Braj in the following verse, 1st Canto, 11th chapter, verse 9. Yayambu Jaksha Pasasara Bhavavan Karun Madun Vata Surid Tidrikshaya Tratrabda Koti Pratima Shano Bhavet. O lotus eyed Lord Krishna, whenever you go away to Mathura, Vrindavan, or Hastinapur to meet your friends and relatives, every moment of your absence for us queens in Vrindavan seems like a million years. This first 11th, 9th verse indicates that even when Krishna was living in Dwarka, he was also returning to Vrindavan occasionally, as in the case of Dantavakra. Sri Krishna for a long time had been harboring a desire to go see his friends and relatives ever since Balaram had gone to Braj. But his mother Devaki and Vasudeva and elders in Dwarka like Ugrasen, Akura, Uddhava, etc., Rohini, they refused to give Krishna permission to travel to Braj. However, after killing Shalva, when Krishna heard from Narada that Dantavrakha was attacking Mathura, no one could object to Krishna's going from Dwarka to Mathura without coming in directly to Dwarka. After killing Dantavrakha, Krishna would have the opportunity to meet with his Brijavasi friends and relatives. Krishna went to Braj to dispel the feelings of separation of inhabitants. Krishna stayed for 2 months enjoying Vrindavan like before he left to Mathura to kill Kamsa. After 2 months, Krishna withdrew his Vraja pastimes from mundane eyes by taking the demigod portions of his parents, Yashodhananda, and other relatives and friends to Vaikuntha. Thus, in one complete plenary manifestation, Krishna went to Goloka in the spiritual world. In another, he remained perpetually enjoying in Braj, while invisible to the material eyes, a Prakriti Lila. And yet, in another plenary manifestation, Krishna went alone on his chariot back to Dwarka. Sukadev thought that Parikshit might ask him, "O great sage, how is it that the same Krishna who caused the cowherds to attain Vaikuntha in their self-same bodies also caused the residents of Dwarka to attain such inauspicious condition in the course of his Moshala Lila?" Understanding that this would upset Parikshit because he identified with the Yadus, Sukadeva Goswami did not tell him this story we just enunciated from Padma Puran. Sukadeva vaguely suggests the story by using the verb vivesha, entered, in text 15, which means Krishna finally entered Dwarka with his associates after performing other pastimes that are already known. Therefore, I will not mention this in Padma Puran. Bhagavatam does not describe how Krishna's Braja Lila ended. The account as given in Padma Puran should be accepted as true by all. Vaishnava Toshani Sanatan Goswami's Tika on 10th Canto gives the following list or sequential list of Krishna's pastimes. First, Krishna from Dwarka went to Kurukshetra for the solar eclipse, and there he met the Brajagopis. Then from Kurukshetra he went to the Rajasuya assembly in Indraprastha to observe the Rajasuya Yajna of Maharaj Yudhisthira. Then there was a gambling match in Indraprastha, and he attempted disrobing of Draupadi by the Duryodhan and company. Then the Pandavas exiled to the forest. Then Shalva and Dantavraka were killed. And then finally Krishna visited Vrindavan and wound up his Vrindavan pastimes. Hearing that the Kurus, led by Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana, were preparing war with the Pandavas, Lord Balaram decided to go on yatra. Krishna killed all the wicked demons up to Vidarat and then put aside his weapons. But Balaram did this only after killing Balvala and Ramaharshan, because Balaram had friendship with Duryodhan and Yudhisthira. They will both invite me to their side. So he couldn't know which one to choose. So he left on the pretext of visiting holy places. It describes his Tirtha Yatra. He visited all the holy places along the Ganga and Jamuna. He arrived at Naimisha Forest, and great sages were performing a big yajna, presided on by Ramaharshan, disciple of Vyasadeva. Balaram was properly worshipped by everyone, who gave a seat and stood up to greet him, and then offered obeisances. But Ramaharshan, he did not show any respect. Balaram became angry to see how this member of a lower caste, Sutas, was sitting above all the Brahmins because of his arrogance. Lord Balaram said, "Because this fool, born from an improperly mixed marriage, sits above all these exalted Brahmins, and even above me, he deserves to die." He refused to stand up also. He continued, "Although Ramaharshan is Vyasa's disciple and very learned, he has not realized anything he studied. Perhaps he is doing so out of ignorance." "No, that cannot be, because he is Vyasa's disciple. Unfortunately, his study of scriptures has not produced any good qualities, such as self-control, dantasya." Someone may object to Balaram, say, "Ramaharshan may offend the brahmanas, but how can you, who are supposed to be without anger and pride, kill him?" Balaram answers in text 27, "I appear in the material world to kill hypocrites who make a show of religiosity. And by thus doing it, I establish real religious principles. Since Ramaharshan's death was destined and inevitable, Krishna killed him with a mere piece of kusa grass." All the sages, seeing that Vadina, killing of Ramaharshan, exclaimed, "Alas, alas." They told Lord Sankarshan Balaram, "O Master, you have committed a great irreligious act. One can ask a hypothetical question. How can the killing of an irreligious son born of an improperly mixed marriage, a Kshatriya father and Brahmin mother, be irreligious?" The Brahmana said in text 30, "We granted Ramaharshan the boon of no fatigue and long life for the duration of the sacrifice. Balaram, although you are omniscient, you have acted like an ignorant man and unknowingly killed a Brahmin. Of course, for you there is no possibility of sin because you are Yogeshwarasya," text 32, "Lord of all mystic power. However, you should perform some prayaschitta, atonement, for killing this Brahmin. Then the common people will be benefited. Nothing more, since you are not motivated by anyone other than yourself." Balaram replied to the Brahmin's petition, "Yes, I will certainly execute this atonement for killing the Brahmin as you prescribed. Since Brahmanas are my mouth, I should not do anything which will break your promise. Tell me how I may make whatever you have spoken come true." Simply ask and I will give Ramaharshan long life, strength and sharpness of the senses. The sages said, that's all right, let everything be done as it was done. Balaram said, the Vedas say that one's own self takes birth again as one's own son. So therefore, let Ramaharshan's son become the Puranic speaker here at this yajna. Balaram was saying, therefore, Ramaharshan's son represents the father. His son is named Ugrashrava. He will recite the Puranas for you here at Naimisharanya, my dear sages. And thus, I will bless him to have a long life and energy. Thus, the weapon and Ramaharshan's death will remain true. Yet at the same time, in the form of his son, Ramaharshan's long life and energy are assured, and your promise will remain intact. First, I will give you some gift. I will give some gift to the wise brahmanas who will instruct me on atonement. Then you should carefully think and establish a proper atonement for me. The brahmanas said, on every Amavasya, a demon contaminates our sacrifice, pouring down pus and blood and urine and wine, meat. So to counteract this demon, the sages suggested that Balaram do a Tirtha Yatra, wandering Bharat Bhumi, for 1 year. During that year, Balaram should undergo austerity and control his mind and senses. Thus he will be purified.